T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Free NASA is going to allow tourists to visit the International Space Station. CBS News correspondent Peter King is on our news line. Peter, thanks for joining us. How is this going to work?
Well, starting next year, if everything goes according to plan, these private astronauts, as NASA likes to call them, will take one seat aboard a Boeing Starliner capsule or a SpaceX Dragon capsule, fly to the space station, spend up to 30 days there, and come back to Earth. Now, you said space tourists, and we tend to refer to these people as space tourists, but it could very well be people who are hired by companies to go up there and do research or anything else, which is why astronauts who do this are going to be called private astronauts, at least for now.
So, what would the cost be for something like this?
We're talking about at least $50 million, maybe more than that, to buy the seat aboard one of those spacecraft. $1 million of that would go to NASA for the 30-day space station flight. Think of it as an expensive hotel, $35,000 a night.
Well, what's in it for NASA, Peter?
Well, what's in it for NASA is that it helps open up the space station to more commercial applications. There are already 20 or so companies doing research on the space station. Actually, I think that number is more like 50, and they want more commercial customers. But they also make it clear that they want to be a customer and one of many customers for the Crew Dragon and for Boeing. So they're hoping that this will foster the space industry, the commercial space industry. They can farm more of this out to commercial concerns and concentrate more on deep space rather than on what's going on in low Earth orbit.
I wonder what traditional astronauts, if you will, think of all this, having these people suddenly come up and join them in their home, essentially, for a while.
Well, you know something, it's going to be the price of doing business, and this is not the first time this has happened. You may recall that back in the first decade of this century, the Russians set up a number of space tourists from a number of different countries on their Soyuz spacecraft, and they were paying anywhere from 20-some-odd million dollars a pop on up. This is the first time NASA has actually sanctioned this, but when the Russians did it, you know, it was very, very controversial. Now it's kind of the price of doing business.
All right, Peter, thanks for joining us. CBS News correspondent Peter King.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.